Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matthew Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. Of course, the House has been in session this week in Harrisburg, and some of the legislation that's coming up has to do with recognizing the service that people who are in our military provide to us, both in our nation and in our state. And we're trying to do as many things as we can do to make their lives a little bit easier. What's going on here?
Well, in recognition of the service and sacrifice of active duty military and veterans in the Commonwealth, the House is continuing to work to enact policies that help and support these men and women and their families. This week, we approved House Bill 630 to extend Pennsylvania's current employment protections to Pennsylvania citizens who are members of another state's National Guard and are called up to serve outside the Commonwealth. We also approved House Bill 1050 to ensure an in-state tuition rate for military families as soon as a student enrolls in public college or universities, regardless of whether his or her military parent is reassigned out of the state. Both bills are now pending consideration in the Senate. Finally, lawmakers joined with representatives of the Disabled American Veterans, known as the DAV, to send off 7 new vans that will help DAV volunteers transport veterans to their VA medical appointments. For more information about state services and support for our military and veterans, visit the Department of Military and Veteran Affairs website at www.dmva.pa.gov.
And we're getting into the summer, and that means it's vacation travel season, and there are lots of great opportunities right here in PA for people to enjoy their vacations, and I understand there's some great information available as well. What's going on?
Well, Pennsylvania has thousands of places to visit for summer, and the Happy Traveler's Guide, now available for download from the visitpa.com website, is a great tool to help you plan in-state trips. Categorized by region, the guide includes nearly 100 pages of attractions, lodging options, dining, and many other recreational activities, stretching from Lake Erie to the City of Brotherly Love. The attractions are specially marked for these travelers' categories: adventure, arts and culture, family, foodie, history buff, party animal, and shopper. This year's guide celebrates our awesome amusement parks, 8 of which are more than 100 years old. By the way, Pennsylvania is also home to more of the top 100 roller coasters than any other state. Tourism is one of Pennsylvania's largest industries, injecting $41 billion annually into the state's economy and supporting nearly 500,000 jobs. And each year, Pennsylvania hosts nearly 200 million travelers from across the United States. So please visit the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development's tourism website at visitpa.com and download your Happy Traveler Guide today.
Also, the House Judiciary Committee has been busy looking at some legislation to protect citizens. What's going on here?
The House Judiciary Committee recently approved 3 bills to help protect Pennsylvanians from a variety of crimes. In recognition that children are sometimes coerced into childhood marriages, House Bill 360 would prohibit the issuance of a marriage license to anyone under the age of 18. The change in law would also help to ensure a person choosing to be married is prepared to make this life-altering commitment. In response to the growing problem of illegal residential trespassers or squatters taking over properties that don't belong to them, House Bill 365 would give law enforcement officers better tools to remove such individuals from that property. And finally, the committee approved legislation to create the offense of sexual extortion, which occurs when a person uses coercion to demand sexual acts, images, or videos from victims. Establishing this specific offense will better equip law enforcement officers to protect victims and prosecute offenders. The 3 bills now move to the House for consideration.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matthew Dowling.